But right now, I just want to invite our friend and one of Alaska's prophets, Judith Green, to come and speak a word of the Lord. Come on up, Judith.
Thank you. I'm begging for a music stand down here because I can't be way up there away from you. Thanks, Robert. First of all, I want to just thank Mary and Robert and Eleanor for inviting me. It's an honor to be invited. And then I'd like us to all stand up, because you need to stand up, don't you? Don't you need to stand up? Like it's, let's give an honoring shout to the Lord all together. Jesus, we glorify your name. You are worthy. You are worthy. You are holy, almighty God. You are high above all. You are the mighty God. You are the mighty God. We bow before you, O living God. We thank you that we live and move and have our being in you. We thank you that you bubble up on the inside of us. We thank you for life. Lord, you're calling us to life, and we thank you. And Father, I pray a blessing over every person here, because you've blessed them with every spiritual blessing in heavenly spheres of activity. So what more could they receive? All of the goodness of the Lord. Open your hearts right now and just drink in all those blessings, everything that pertains to life and godliness by his divine nature. Oh, drink him in, the person, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Oh, the Lord Jesus Christ, we honor you. We honor you. We bless your holy name. Oh, thank you, Lord God, Almighty One, in your authority, in your majesty, in your beauty, in your love. Oh, go ahead and tell him. Oh, Lord, you're so wonderful. You're high above all. You are the one who never, never, never leaves us or forsakes us. You are our wisdom, our strength, our peace, our life. And we exalt your name. Oh, we exalt your name, Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Honor him. Yeah, go ahead and clap to him. He's wonderful. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. You can be seated if you like. You don't have to. You can come stand up here with me if you want to. Stay right where you are. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. The Spirit of God was speaking to me earlier, giving me a word about Alaska, and I just want to deliver it. What he said was, Alaska, arise. People of the land, arise. Apostles and prophets, come on, arise. This is the time for believers to arise. This is a time for ones who don't yet believe to arise, because our God is victorious. Whoa, I woke up with a song this morning. I love it when I wake up with a song because I'm not a singer. So I went to Joel. I thought, oh, good, Joel can deliver me here. I'll have him. I said, do you know this song? He said, never heard of it. You know that song, Through Our God We Shall Do Valiantly? Through our God, we shall do valiantly. The enemy will sing and shout the victory, for Christ is King. Yeah. Oh, keep going.
Christ is King.
Amen. He's King. Come on, we are the valiant ones, and we do valiantly because he is King. And this is what he said about Alaska. Oh, I saw Alaska, and I saw an unlocking taking place in Alaska. And I thought, Father, I know we've had these promises before, but I saw it. I saw whole sections of Alaska just unlocking. It started with an unlocking in the sea. And I saw that all the produce of the sea was bubbling up, and it was increasing. And God says prosperity is on the land. This is Alaska's time. this is Alaska's time. And then I saw streams where gold nuggets were falling out of the banks into the streams. I mean, just falling. I've always wanted to find one like that, you know, just in the dirt along the streams. Has anybody else looked for gold that way? Okay, good. Right people who are here. He said not only would fish increase, he said there would be great abundance in our animals, that people are speaking a false prophecy and saying that there's a decrease. There's a decrease in oil. There's a decrease in fish. There's a decrease in animals. That's not the truth, because God is saying, Alaska, it's your hour of prospering, and I am bringing increase upon the land. And I am unlocking areas that have not been opened before. And he says he will pour out his anointing on Alaska. And I saw a very unusual thing. I saw, see if I can describe it to you. I saw villages linking together. I mean, distant villages. I saw them coming together. And I realized, oh, Lord, this is our hour for unity. This is the breaking down of division. This is the breaking down of hurts and wounds and oppression and terrible things that have been done. God says, I'm unlocking all of that. So open up your heart right now and say, yeah, God's unlocking that. He's unlocking that in us. We are not going to be bound by old wounds, hurts, or things that have held us because of wrong things that were done, because he's prospering Alaska. He's causing this linking. And this was really interesting, because it was like a plane and a plane, you know, like if you took two sheets of paper and you put them together and they linked, though they were very distant. And he said, I'm going to link them with communication, believer to believer, by my spirit. And people in one village will know by the spirit what's going on with others in another village, and others in another village, and others in a city, and others in southeast, others in south central, every part of the state. I saw it begin to open up that way. And the linking, and the spirit of God said to me, I looked over at you, Pastor Lowell. And I had to ask Dorothy who you were. You had your face turned away. And I said, who is that? Why? Because I saw something in the spirit that had nothing to do with his face. And I saw strength. I saw an increasing enlargement of borders and boundaries around about you. And I saw this absolute stability. And man, my heart got rock solid. I went, yes, yes, this is God. Only God can bring us into the places of our assignments and our calling in this hour. And God is bringing him into that place. And then I saw that broad expanse, which was so solid and strong, a good foundation. It had been built, but then it turned into an aircraft carrier. And I saw that apostolic calling on you coming into its fruition. And I saw those planes taking off from that carrier, and they were going from one place to the other, and that was a part of the linking that was taking place in Alaska. That was part of the communication system by the Spirit of God, and he says he's going to cause that linking to be very obvious to you. It's going to open up very quickly, and he said he's going to give you wisdom. And I saw, you look so sweet and so quiet. You're Mary, huh? Yeah, Mary sat at the feet of Jesus. That's her role, sitting at the feet of Jesus. But I saw there is an anointing on Alaska for the seer anointing right now. And if we've had that, Mary referred to it 40 years ago, the things that were happening. And it's fresh, and it's new, and it's bigger and better than ever before. And he says, your eyes are going to see what only heaven can unveil. Your eyes are going to see revelation from the Spirit of God. God says, I've called you, my daughter, to be a strategist. I've called you to be one who hears the word of the Lord. And you are faithful and obedient. And God says, you will speak gently and quietly those things, and there will be a linking between the two of you that spreads throughout the state. God is unlocking things, whether it's individuals or whether it's finances, provision in the state, whether it's animals, whether it's fish, whether it's gold. I mean, I saw bubbling up. I'm going to have to throw out my message. I saw bubbling up oil coming out of the ground. Did you see that oil? Come on. They said oil is running out. Come on. The oil is bubbling up and it's free. I mean, it is not like it has been before. There's an ease and a breakthrough. And those things right now that have been spoken against our state, we cancel in the name of Jesus. We cancel them. And we say no to the naysayers. We say no to the ones with a poverty spirit. And we say we open our hearts to the Spirit of the living God so that we can receive all of what it is that God has for us. Gilbert and Eva, I've loved you for a long time, you know. Isn't it fun to be at a prospering time, in a time where he's welling up? You know, he also said that the wealth of our state is its people. And this thing about arising is very important right now. I also want to cancel out every word that's been spoken against you from the time you were born or before. Every word that has been like a curse. Every word that says that you won't prosper. Every word that says you can't. I cancel it out in the name of Jesus. This is the time where we come into the fullness of God. And the word of God and all of his promises are what we believe. We believe you, God. Whoa, whoa, whoa. We believe you, God. God, you are the one that gives us the truth. Oh, glory to God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, I don't know if I can get to the beginning here. Did you hear that word tonight that talked about the promises that we've been given? We've been given some recent promises for our state. Deb's been compiling those words, those prophetic words. We are a prophetic people in a prophetic land. We are an apostolic people in a kingdom land. And God is giving us promises, and those are the things that we're going to believe in, not the things that have been spoken against. So, Deb, tell me one quick promise. I don't want to know the paragraph. I want to know the word.
There's an anointing on Alaska to pour out. It's been declared over Alaska that we are having a new communication line. Let's put it that way. There's so much.
Okay, new communication line. Hey, if there's going to be a bit pouring out, it's the bubbling up. Come on, it's the oil of the Holy Spirit that's coming up and bubbling out of us, and it's life and life abundant, life profuse, and it's bubbling up during this time. Now, remember, I asked her, so I might be coming for you. What else has he promised to us this year? He said to me, it's a time of opening of new doors. I mean, he said, come up and I'll show you of things that are yet to come. You know that in Revelation 4. Opening of new doors, new assignments, new ministries. So think about that one for a minute. What else has he promised, Kim Gaines?
I think just breaking up hearts to where we'll love him with everything that's within us.
Oh, yeah. You know how he breaks our hearts? He pours out his love. I'll tell you, nothing can make my heart soften the way it is when God is speaking to me. I love you. I love you with an everlasting love. I'll never leave you or forsake you. That's what he's speaking. He's pouring out promises. He said there'll be an acceleration of our promises, that they will come faster. We will find unexpected things breaking forth. I'm going to get this. I'm going to put this front row on. Don't you think I should put them on a spot a little bit? Word, not paragraph.
Acceleration.
Acceleration. Amen.
The Lord is rising up new leadership in Alaska. It's a new season for the apostles and the prophets to step forth.
Woo! Come on, come on. Let's call them out right now. Come on, apostles. Come out of hiding. Come out of that place that has been spoken against you. Come on, prophets. Come into your place and prophesy the word of the Lord. I saw an eagle eye over the state, and I thought, oh, whoa, whoa. Eagles. This is a time where the eagles soar, the prophetic soars. Who have I not picked on? Dorothy.
Revival.
Yes. You know, he's drawing us together in unity because he wants to pour out on all flesh. On all flesh bubbling up. And so we heard in worship cry out, do you want, do you have someone? I tell you, every day I come out of my house, I cry out for my family. I cry out for my neighbors. I cry out for my city. What about you? What about right now? What are you crying out for? Go ahead and just cry out for that thing that's on your heart. Press through and cry out. What do you need? Lord, I want, I'm going to do it and you're going to do it with me, right? I'm not going to have to do it by myself, right? I'm crying out for salvation for my neighbors. God, say what it is that you need. Tell him, oh, God, hear our cry. Oh, you say that if we ask you, you hear us. And if you hear us, you give us the thing that we need. And so we cry out to you in this hour. You're the Holy One. You're the one who prospers your salvation. God is our salvation. He's our salvation. He's our deliverance. Kay's got something she just got to say here. He is our preservation. He is our protection. He is our healing. That's all in that word salvation.
Yeah. He's healing families and the prodigal sons are coming home.
Woo! Woo! Come on. Call them up. Come on. Rise up, prodigals. Rise up right now and come into the love of God. It's your time. Glory to God. Okay. Let's see if I have anything. I'll tell you one thing. God's been speaking to me about shifting mindsets. And what I'm talking about tonight is shifting those mindsets to victory instead of defeat. Right? We are, through him, we do valiantly. Through him, we're victorious. So he's changing mindsets and constructs in the church. And, whoa, he's putting that religious spirit. Under. Got feet? Anybody? Under our feet. I'm sick to death of that religious spirit. Under our feet. Amen. Amen. He says, apostles and prophets, arise and don't go back and try to do it the way you did it in the past. Don't use the past as the model for the future, because right now God's pouring out on us and wants us to move in new ways. And here's what he's doing. And I'm just going to take a few minutes to talk about this. He's partnering, or I'm going to call them joinings. He's putting together joinings like apostle and prophet. He's putting together different ministries. He's putting together different individuals. And he's putting intercessors with certain ones, and he's doing it. So there's joinings, new doors with new assignments. New authority in this period of time, and victory and celebration. I'm telling you, I am so tired of weary and well-doing kind of thinking. I am tired of that hopeless thing of looking on the land and going, oh, in the city, in the villages, we've got trouble in River City. Have you ever heard that expression? And we have trouble, yes, but that's not what we focus on, because God's taking us away from that to a walk in victory, a walk in unity. So I'm going to tell you a little story. This is Judges 4 and 5. And some years ago, God spoke to me and said that this section of scripture, because they were in trouble, they were in a bad place in Israel. They had wandered from the Almighty God, and there was lawlessness on the land, and there was an oppressor over the land. Jabin was the Canaanite king. He had this commander of the armies whose name was Sisera, and he had 900 chariots of iron, which was evidently a big deal in those days. I've never seen 900 chariots of iron, but he was, and it said that for 20 years, he harshly oppressed the people of the land. That's why I'm saying to you, we've had oppression in our land, but God is healing the heart and breaking off the oppression and unlocking what has been locked up, because the greatest wealth we have is our people, and God's setting our people free. So here is trouble in the land, but at the same time, there's a prophet. She's a judge. Her name is Deborah, and she sits under this palm tree. Now, come on, you guys. Where could the presence of the Lord be any better? Yeah, now just picture her. She's a prophet. It's all about presence, right? It's all about his presence, and it's all about his love. So we open our hearts to his presence. Come on, under the palm tree with me for a minute. Come on, just worship him. Whoa, yeah. Oh, we worship you, God. Come on. We love you, Lord. We love you, Lord. You're high and lifted up. Mighty God, mighty Lord, you are everything. Oh, we come quietly before you. We bow before you. And while she sat under the palm tree that was halfway between Ramah and Bethel, she sat and people would come up so that they could get counsel and wisdom. She was a judge, which means that she was a judge in governmental issues and she was a judge in spiritual issues as well. And so she is hearing from God, sitting in that place, and suddenly she sends for and calls Barak, the commander of the armies of Israel. And she says, has not God commanded you to deploy the troops at Mount Tabor? Has not God said, gather the 10,000 together, that that I will give Sisera into your hands? Here's this wicked commander, and the promise is just like we've got promises we need to quote and we need to speak. There's going to be a deliverance of Sisera into the land. Listen, my friends, God keeps saying to me that the currency, belief is the currency to walk in his glory and victory. Belief. And I just want to say a little bit about this. This word just means to commit to something, to be absolutely confident about something, right? So you know things come up that are hard for you to believe. Well, this is what I say. Put to death your own wishes and say, I've got nothing to lose, right, Gilbert? I'm going to step out and believe you, God, for the impossible. That's got to happen in our land for the miracles that have been prophesied. You've got to say, I'm fully committed to this. I'm not holding back. I'm not having doubts. I'm jumping right in faith. And, you know, it grows. Faith grows. And experiences help us grow. The lion and the bear, you know, and Goliath. Those are experiences that let our faith grow. But you can do a lot just by making a choice. I'm making up my mind. Believing is the currency for entering into this glory and these miracles and the victory that are on the land right now. So, she's got his attention, right? Come on. Come on, Barak. It's time to go. Now, this is what I think is interesting. She's a prophet. He is an apostolic figure. Because he is the general. He's the chief of the army. He's the commander. And there's a joining that's taking place here, and you are meant to be joined together. You are not meant to be alone. You are not meant to be cast out. You are meant to be joined because there's a blessing, it says, in the cluster, a coming together. Come on, I want to come together. And so what happens? He says to her, well, if you'll go up there with me, I'll go. But if you won't go with me, then I'm not going to go. You are not alone. I want you to take somebody's hand and say, if you'll go with me, I'll go. Come on. If you'll go with me, I'll go. I'm going to go anyway, but if you go with me, I'm going to go. You going to go? Amen. Yeah, come on. You're going to take somebody. I'm taking Sarah Jockler with me. If you go with me, girl, I'll go. I'll go out into Alaska. I'll declare to the unsaved the glory of God. Come on. If you'll go with me, everyone, I'll go. Because this is about unity. This is about partnering. This is about joining. And so she didn't say, what a chicken. What? why didn't you just, don't you, I can't even think of words that I can put this, man up. She didn't do that to him because joinings are built on honor. And we saw honor here tonight, didn't we? We saw honoring, and joinings come from honoring. And so all she was doing was saying, I'm a prophet and I've got the word of the Lord and my brother's here. And I heard a word. Oh yeah. And I want to give you the word because, hey, we're joined together and I'll go with you. Right? And so she's got a heart for him. She's going to encourage him. She's going to speak the word of God to him. She's going to prophesy into being the things that need to happen. But he has to make a choice, doesn't he? And he did. If you'll go with me, I'll go. And so the joining is a tying together and an agreement, a unity. I want to say God has given us prophetic words about a corporate unity on Alaska. This is about a corporate unity coming together. And it's just the apostle and the prophet, but come on. They're the foundation, Jesus the chief cornerstone. So we're going to do the same thing. We're going to say, Father, where are my joinings? Where am I linked? That's what happened here tonight, linking. Where am I linked, and where is the power and the increase? If you'll go with me, I'll go. But if you won't go, then I'm not going to go. So here's the deal. When you're joined with someone and they've got a ministry that you'd kind of like to have, you know what I mean? Wish I could prophesy like that. Wish I had that authority like that. Barack, boy, take 10,000 troops out in war. Yeah, I... And don't we do it? Don't we compare ourselves among ourselves? And don't we say, because tied together with honoring is the opposite. If we have a broken heart that's not healed, then we can say, well, I don't know why God lets them do everything. How come they get called up front? How come I don't get that? I remember years ago somebody said, I don't understand why I don't have her ministry and her anointing. I'm just as good as she is. Hey, these things come from brokenness in the heart. And if we're going to be joined together, we're going to have to deal with some things in our hearts. And God has really been helping us do that. Praise God. How many of you can say, yes, I've been healed in my heart? Oh, glory to God. Yes, he's been doing it. But he wants more healing. He showed me recently a bulldozer, and it was this yellow cat, I don't know. It was enormous, and it was mowing right up to me. Whoa! And it had that big blade, and fear gripped my heart, and it was a fear of the Lord because God said, this is not to destruction. This is for deliverance. And he said, I'm coming to deliver you from those heart wounds, those traumas, those things that have happened that have made you give up hope and to get weary in what you're supposed to do. But you can hold on to them, right? Or you can die to them. And that means you've got to forgive. You got to drop charges. The judgments that you made, somebody told me a judgment the other day that they made. Ooh, I couldn't even think. I said, oh, let's break that off right now. We are not agreeing with curses. We are not agreeing with judgments. We are not pointing the finger at somebody else so that we can be accused back. This is a time where we're going to let the bulldozer come and bulldoze away those things. And he wasn't messing around. He was going to get rid of them quickly. And so this is a time of acceleration. So we let him come, and we let him do the work on the inside of our hearts that need to be done. He is absolutely faithful and gentle, and I must say, if you need it, not so gentle. He also showed me, my daughter had long, curly, blonde hair, all the way down like this. And I would try to comb that hair after I'd washed it. Any mamas in here who know what that's like? Curly hair is not fun. So, you know, I saw this picture of a woman trying to get this tangle out of this long hair like that. And she was working at it, and she didn't any more than put the comb into it, and God just came right along and took a pair of scissors and just cut it out. And he said, I'm not messing around anymore for the combing out of tangles. I'm coming to cut those things out of your life. So you agree with him. This is the season to agree with him. I'm not going to be held by perfectionism. I'm not going to be held by judgments, and I'm not going to be feeling sorry for myself. Or if I had time, I'd tell you, but I don't have time. I'm not going to be a victim. I'm an overcomer because Christ Jesus lives in me, and I am seated together with you in heavenly places in Christ. Come on, if you got him in you and you're in him, what trouble can you have? Just die to this earthly stuff and this carnal stuff. I know that sounds heartless, but I'm saying, God, come on with your scissors and cut that tangle out. Will you right now raise your hand and give him permission to cut the tangles out, to bulldoze down the wounds, the hurts, the traumas, the unforgiveness, whatever it is that you've been holding in your life? Oh, God, we just cry out to you. We give it to you, my God. We die to ourselves because we want to be hidden with Christ and God. We thank you that this is Alaska's time to rise up because you're healing us from the inside out. Then you can say to another person, and we're a prophetic state, you can say to another person, God's enlarging your territory. I'll pick on Lowell. God's enlarging your territory without going, I wonder what's happening to mine. God calls you a man of stability. God calls you an aircraft carrier. And you can say those things, and you can encourage other people, and you can lift them up, because you can't have joinings with honor unless you are able to let him cut out the tangles. So let's let him do that, okay? If you'll go with me, then I'll go. But if you will not go with me, then I will not go. Grab a hold of somebody in the pain of the things that are going on and say, will you go with me? Mary went with me into some of my deepest times of suffering. And I know there are people that have been with her in her deepest times. Will you go with me? There's an honoring, a receiving from one another, a blessing one another, a lifting up of one another, because God wants us to honor and be whole. And then the second thing about this joining that I think is so important, and this is one of the constructs that God is really changing in the mind. He is working inside of our minds where we say things like this: through our God we shall do valiantly. It is he who shall tread down the enemy. I can't sing it that way anymore. It is he who has tread down the enemy, right? Come on. He has seated, he is seated at the right hand of God, resting on the throne, because he said it's finished. And he said, hey, I want unity with you. I want you to know the glory that I had with the Father. I want you to know that the Father's in me and I'm in the Father. And I want you to know that you can be in us. And one of the translations says together. You can be together in us. And it actually means in John 17 when it says, and then people will see this and believe, right? Be absolutely committed without doubt to believe, because you were able to say these words to them. You were able to stand in that place where God is convincing you day by day by day, this is already completed. I don't even have to beg for forgiveness. I'm already forgiven. I don't have to say, oh God, oh God, oh God, will you heal this one? I can say, you be healed in the name of Jesus, because he said, he sent us to do that. He gave us the word of reconciliation. We can take those things, if we begin in this season to believe that mindset about victory, he has won the victory, then we will believe together and go forth together, and we will take Alaska, and the culture will change in Alaska. Amen? Amen. Okay. Jumping ahead here, because I know it's late. Deborah said, rise to Barak, for this is the day in which the Lord has delivered Sisera. If you look, she said to him, he will deliver Sisera into your hands. Now, she said, now rise up. I'm saying, Alaskans, come on. Rise up. Now he's delivered your enemy into your hand. Now he's given you the way to pray for your family, for your neighbors. For he's given you a way. It is finished. It is accomplished in you. And greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. And so God is calling us during this time to walk in that confidence. Has not the Lord gone out before you? Whoa, if you had to go against 10,000 chariots of iron, you know, it would be tough. But God's gone out before you. Jesus has gone out before you. Jesus has already accomplished what needs to happen in Alaska. We're just receiving it into ourselves. So I'm saying to you, receive in this season, because God says, I have routed the enemy. I have routed Sisera. I have routed your enemy in Alaska. I have routed alcoholism. I have routed sexual abuse. I have routed the terrible violence that's on the land. He's routed it. Now we're going to come in with that victory stance and say, yes, that's what you've done. I believe it. I'm convinced. I'm committed to it. And I'm going to begin. You know what happens then? You start dancing. Don't you? I do. When I find out it's done, it's accomplished, then I start dancing. And God then wants to give us assignments. And these new doors that are opening are new assignments. And the assignments are joined together with other people. You're not alone in the assignments. And the assignments, one of the first one is new ability to see what God is doing. I just want to pray over you right now. Father, I just release and declare over each one here that the eyes of their understanding will be enlightened. Father, I pray for a spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of you. I pray that it would come into the eyesight because the construct of the brain is changing, where we're saying, yes, it's finished. Yes, we're seated with you. Yes, you have already conquered, Lord Jesus, and we are valiant because we conquer along with you. Glory to God. Come on, let's take our assignments. Our assignments in Alaska this season have to be corporate. And here's the deal. We've been warring. We heard in the conference when Dutch and Chuck were here, the breakthrough with that Leviathan spirit. Whoa, come on, how can you sit there? Woo, come on, any show. A breakthrough with that Leviathan. We've got a breakthrough with that Jezebel spirit. We've got a breakthrough with Ahab's spirit. We've got a breakthrough with a religious spirit. Come on, get those spirits under your feet. Submit yourself to God. Resist the devil, and the devil will flee. Because you've got a new assignment. You've got new authority. You've got the ability to step forth in the power of God. So we're going to step into these assignments. And that corporate unity is really important. So the battle, it says, Sisera was routed, said every last one of them was killed. All those Canaanites that had come against them were killed. The enemy was routed. Success was there. But here's one person left. He got down out of his chariot, and he sneaked away. It was Sisera, the commander-in-chief of the Canaanite armies. He sneaks out, and listen, he goes to a safe place, he thinks. It's Heber's tent, and there's a woman, his wife, named Jael, in the tent. It should have been a safe place for Sisera. Hide me. Don't tell anybody that I'm here. Give me some water. I'm so exhausted. Oh, just come right in. I want to say, says the spider to the fly. Come right in to my place. What did Jael do day after day, year after year? They moved the tent, right? They're in a tent for a reason. They moved the tent. So here she is. Pew, pew, pew. She's pegging in those pegs. She's hammering in those pegs into the ground. She's so used to hammering. She's really good at hammering. Have you ever said, do I have to keep doing this? Other people have glorious ministries. I got to hammer pegs. What's wrong with this? Get up, move. Move another time. Hammer in the pegs. Come on, this was a faithful, persistent, godly woman, and he picked the wrong tent.
And so he's lying on the floor. I love this. Come on, jails, arise. Any jails in here? Spirit of God told me you've been a jail, but God says you're moving into a new place. You're moving into a new place of the prophetic declaration coming forth, that prophet's voice. God says, step into that place. You've been a jail, and you'll still be a jail, but God says, I'm giving you new assignments. I'm giving you new places to step into, and he says that there will be a performance of those things promised you by the Lord. There will be. Do not fear. Do not fear. It's finished. You're seated with him together with everybody else. You're not alone. Okay, come on. We're stepping into a new assignments, new places. Praise God. Corporate unity. JL gets a hold of him. This is, I don't know what, R-rated. She gets the hammer. She gets the peg. Here's the peg. That thing goes right through his temple, nails him to the ground. Hey, come on. When you're fighting the enemy, just go ahead and nail the enemy to the ground. Don't give him any space. Don't let him take any of your stuff. You just nail that thing in there. Come on. Arise, jails. You arise. It's your time. It's your time. And you know what? You're not alone. Because who shows up? Here comes the commander of the army of the Lord, Barak. And he comes to find out, you know, what's going on. He's looking for Sisera. She says, I'll show you, Sisera. Come on in. She wasn't being proud. She was so grateful to God. I'm sure she was grateful it was all over. And there, he's dead right there. I'm saying that we are JLs. We've got apostles here. We've got prophets here. We've got evangelists, pastors, teachers here. We've got people that are absolutely called of God to intercede. We've got people that are called to God to teach and to all be ministers of the gospel. Every last one of us, we all get to do it. And we don't compare and ask. We just get the tent peg and get the hammer. On the way down here, I said to the Lord, Father, do you have an instrument that you want to give to me? And I saw this wooden stick, and it had a flat kind of a box thing on the top of it. I'm looking at it while I'm driving. I was paying attention to the road, too. And I'm going, well, what is that, Lord? What is that? And I went, oh, my gosh, that's the hammer. It's the hammer. He was saying to me, you be a JL. You don't let the enemy take things from your family. You don't let the enemy rob your health and your strength. When he says that he's carried all of our sins, all of our sicknesses, all of our infirmities, all of our afflictions, all of our sadness, the great exchange, it's finished. He's done it. And so we rise up. Take whatever it is that God has for you and move in the fullness of that. You're not alone. You rise up without fear, because fear, you know, perfect love casts out all fear. Mary told me years ago, she said, if you're going to war about this, you can't have any fear. And I realized, I had a lot of fear about rising up and warring over something that meant so much to me that I might lose it. You know what I did? This is a cry out moment. I flew down to a ministry of deliverance. And I said, I've got a spirit of fear and I want to get rid of it. And they went through a whole list of spirits. I mean, it was a long time. But I felt that spirit of fear go. And after we finished, the guy said, well, we went through all those, but the only spirit that I really identified was the spirit of fear, and it's gone. Because I'm just saying by the authority of Christ, it cannot reside here. And you agree with that, and it cannot come back on you. You just submit yourself to God, resist the devil, and hey, you got to close some doors. I couldn't be going around going, oh, I'm a little afraid about this, and I'm a little afraid about... No, I had to go, God, take me to Indonesia. One of the guys on this trip, you know, he said, we were going up a hill in Indonesia. The road was as wide as the bus that we were in. And we were barreling down the road. And this pastor was in the front seat, and he had his feet up above on the dash, protecting himself like that, so when we crashed, he would be saved. And I'm realizing, I died to that spirit of fear. I don't have anything to lose now. So he said, do you realize that thing just passed us with a knife blade distance between the two of us? I said, well, whatever. Now, I'm not bragging about that. I'm telling you, I spent my whole life given over to fears. And then he delivered me. And you know what? Mostly, I'm never fearful. I get a little bit fearful, manipulatively controlling when it has to do with one of my loved ones. And I don't want something bad to happen to them. Am I talking to you guys? That's where you have to die. Die to control, manipulation. That's where those spirits have a right to come back in. And we're saying, no, we're going to honor. We're going to stand fast in our deliverance. We're not going to yield in these areas. No fear. So now I'm going to close with this. I know it's late. I do have a watch, I think. Yeah. Oh, no, it's not that late. But I will close with this because I know you're tired. Remember this, that God said, I have delivered him into your hand. Say it to your neighbor. God has delivered the enemy into my hand. Go ahead and say it. God has delivered the enemy into my hand. And if you'll go with me, I'll stand fast against him, right? Because it's a corporate anointing on this period of time. Has not the Lord gone out before you? I'm telling you, take the promises of the Word of God. You take the prophetic words. You declare them. You speak them until you convince yourself. Because, come on, a lot of times we go, I was lying flat on my back in bed for 6 weeks going, my God shall supply all my needs according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. And the day before I was going to have surgery on my back for a ruptured disc, had to go to the doctor and barely could get in there. And I said, Father, I can't go on. You're going to have to put faith in his mouth. This was an ungodly doctor. He looked at me and he went, well, blinkety blank, blinkety blank, blinkety blank. I think you're getting better. I said, Lord, that's the word of faith. I'm taking that word of faith. Come on, I'm not religious. I'm going to go with what God said. Now that scripture means everything. My God, you know what? That day I could only be up about 15 minutes at the most. That day I was up for 7 hours. I was totally healed. God is your healer, is your deliverer. He's the one who's working together with you with other people. So here's the victory, corporate victory. It's celebration. At the end, you've got to read this, Judges 5. It's so wonderful because Deborah and Barak sang a song, and we heard Deb declaring the sound would go out. They sang a song. It was a song of victory. It was a song of rejoicing and of joy. And when they sang a song, this is what they said. God is blessed when the leaders lead. God is blessed when the people willingly give themselves. God is blessed when everyone works together in unity. He said the army willingly sacrificed themselves, willingly gave themselves. God is blessed because that happened. And so he's just making these promises that sound will go forth. It's a matter of obedience over the things that we are given to do in our new assignments, in our new joinings, in our new anointings, in our new day of victory. And so we're going to say, I obey you, Lord. The slightest whisper. Don't say, why doesn't it let me move this far? When you won't even go this far. I've been there. You've been there. You just, when he says, take a little step, like he said to me, my first word of knowledge in Abbott Loop, big church. God says, there's somebody here whose toe needs to be healed. Toe? Cannot we have cancer or something significant, Lord? Toe, I could just see this. I have a toe story you'll have to ask me about later. And then, worse yet, nobody came forward for the toe healing. Then I did it again just the other day, speaking to Nancy's group, and God gave me this word for head, and I gave the word of knowledge, and nobody responded, and I here's what I did. I don't care whether you respond. God told me I obey him. I do. This is what you say to do, even if it's embarrassing about a toe. And then their response is up to them. By the end of the night, that person was totally healed. Totally healed. It is fine because they wanted a little more definition, a little more understanding. We are in a time of victory. And the people are rejoicing. There's singing that's going on. If you read that through chapter 5, it'll talk about Naphtali, and it'll talk about Zebulun and how they're honored. And it will talk about a mother in Israel who is Deborah, and she's honoring herself. She's honoring Barak. She's honoring the people who came and warred. She's honoring those who supported them. She's honoring all of these different, and then she honors this. It says, in the courses, in the heavens, the stars warred against Sisera. And I looked this up. Honestly, it is angels warred against Sisera. God said, this is one of the promises he gave us for this season. You are not alone. You have one another. You have the Spirit of God in you. You have the Word of God that you can speak out of your mouth. You have faith, and you have already won the victory, right? You have won the victory. And so God is just saying, come on. The angels are coming to do my bidding. All over Alaska, we heard that word about an angel tonight. God says he gives his angels charge over you, that you don't stub your toe or stumble. God gives charge over you. And here's the closing thought. Jael, Jael's apostles, prophets, the people who willingly give themselves, whoever it is, arise in Alaska. This is our hour. And God says at the end of this, as they celebrate, I mean, they're shouting, they're singing, they're dancing. There's a celebration on the land because they realize they are victorious. They have won the victory. God went out before them. God routed the enemy. God is your God, and God is moving in Alaska to do the unexpected, miraculous, supernatural things, and you're it. Come on, Jails. Come on. Who knows where you might have to peg somebody. Please let it be the enemy and not your neighbor. So humble yourselves before one another. Get your hearts healed, right? See the joinings by the Spirit that God is making. And don't try to leap over to a joining that's not one that he's making, because that's not effective. You stay right where God wants you to be. And then you honor, and you allow the scissors and the bulldozer to do their work. And then you take your assignment, corporate Alaska, coming together. That's what it meant to me when I saw those villages. They were so far apart, but they were overlapping, and I realized God was doing something supernaturally to cause that communication to come across. God can cause your communication to come across to your loved ones and to your neighbors. So allow him to do that in this season. Okay, fear not. Fear not. God says, perfect love casts out all fear. Now let's make a declaration. Let's make a declaration. And you can take the hand of somebody next to you if you want to. You can do this declaration of alone. But let's say, I will arise. I will arise. I will arise. I will obey. I will yield, my God, to you. Oh, yeah, come on, rise up. Come on, stand up now. Stand up. Let's have a little celebration. Come on, Jesus. We exalt your holy name. You're the mighty God. You have us in a new day and a new time. We exalt you. We honor you for your promises. We honor you for your goodness, for your love. Oh, you are so wonderful. And here's a wonderful part. When Dorothy came in, I got, oh, I've been missing Dorothy. Oh, I just wanted to, come on, grab somebody and hug somebody as we close. Come on, we're going to go up together. And we're going to do the work of the Lord. I don't see a lot of hugging going on. Come on. Don't do this alone. Go with somebody. They strengthen you. They give that prophetic word of encouragement into you. They make declaration. Yeah, come on. Break loose in rejoicing. Victory in Jesus. Yeah, come on. Victory. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I did have some prophetic words. Hallelujah. You can just sit down for a minute. I'm going to give just a couple of prophetic words. Kay. Is Kay still over here? Kay, God said to me that you're an Anna, the one who served in the temple. She was a widow from her youth, and she served and she waited for that day of the salvation of the Lord. Whoa, I feel the presence of God. And here comes the Lord with his salvation. And your eyes have beheld the beauty of the Savior. You're like an Anna. And God blesses you for your faithfulness and blesses you with strength and blesses you with his presence. He calls you Anna, faithful one. I bless you, Kay. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Just going to reiterate, you are a JL, but I'll tell you what you're wielding in the days ahead is the prophetic and not just the hammer, okay, and not just the peg. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. God says you're like a reservoir. You're one who absolutely draws in the presence of the Lord. You know what it is to be quiet under the palm tree. You know what it is to drink his presence in. He says that he's given you a fierceness and a strength, yes, a JL strength in this day, that you will rise and you will be victorious over the enemy. There's someone in the family, and I know your family, and I don't know who this one is, but there's one in the family. You hammer in that peg in the enemy and say, no, this far, no more off limits with my family, because this is your day. You rise up, Alaska. You rise up, because God is going to use you, JL. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Too many people to find the people that I was looking for. Oh, I just have to see here. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Wow, he's the glory and the lifter of your head. He's the sun shining on you in the fullness of the day. He's hope for your heart. He's, there's some way in which he's time for you. Now, God is not in time, but he says he's going to expand your time. And it's really a press on you that the whole thing of time, torn this way and torn that way, and not knowing what to do. And God says he's your time. He's going to show you, because he's the glory and the lifter of your head. And it's going to all fit in. And what doesn't, he'll take out. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Oh, Lee. Lee Bergstrom, I have prophesied to you before that you are a pillar, and you certainly are. You are a man, like was prophesied to Lowell, strength, stability. But God says you're a man of the Word of God, and he is calling you this hour with a new assignment in the Word. And he said he your mallet or your hammer is the Word of God, and you will peg that peg into the Word, and you will hammer it up like those 95 theses that were put up at Wittenberg. Yeah, you will. That's kind of a little bit appropriate. You will use the Word. The Word of God is near you, even in your mouth. I see it like a fire coming out of your mouth, Lee. And, you know, fire and wildness is not the first thing that you think about when you get up in the morning. But, oh, Lee, God is putting something on the inside of your heart of the fire of God with the Word, because you know now it's a sword. You know now it's a peg, and you can nail that. It's a peg, it says in the scripture, in a sure place. You're going to nail in the Word of God. You're going to make declaration, and God says he hears your voice. It's the cry that brought deliverance into the land of Israel. He said, you cry out, and he will give you victory with the Word of God. Praise God. You know, that's a good one to stop on. Come on. The Word of God is near us, even in our mouths. Let's go out, rise up, and be victorious, my loved ones. Amen.
And Lee, a part of that is the increase in the prophetic. The Word of God is definitely a part of the warfare, but you're going to release that word over people, prophetically, and you're going to see it come to pass. And even as you and your wife join hands together in that, the word of God is going to come through the both of you. You're going to proclaim something in prayer over a person, and it's going to come to pass.
As I was sitting there, I heard the Lord say that he wants to release new weapons of warfare for this new season. And so let's just look to the Lord right now. And I want you to ask him, Lord, what is my new weapon for this new season? Remember, we don't fight against flesh and blood, but against powers and principalities and rulers in high places. And for some, it's going to be the word of God. For others, it might be a cloth. Whatever it is, you ask him and he will show you. So, Heavenly Father, we look to you right now and we ask you, what is my new weapon for this new season? For some, it might be worship. For some, it might be a sound. Ask him. Ask him to show you right now, because it's not about us. I don't want you to look to us so much for a word. We want to look to Jesus. The spirit, the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. And prophecy must always point to Jesus. So let's look to Jesus now. Hallelujah. Jesus, what is our new weapon for this new season? What is it?
I was seeing some axes wielding in the spirit. Even some that had flamethrowers that were shooting flames into the atmosphere. There were some that were launching missiles and lobbing them over even continental divides. They're definitely prophetic weapons. All right, JLs, give a hand clap for Judith and thank her.